Friday Review
with Jacinta Parsons and Brian Nankervis on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Another listener postcard, this time from Sunday Summerfeld.
Dear Victoria, you boast many beauties, but none so special as Wilson's Prom. My family have been camping at the prom since Mum was a baby. It's her favourite place in the world, and with good reason. The prom holds our history the way places can hold things. As we grow older and venture further afield, the prom stays constant and familiar. It still smells the same. I usually wake from dozing towards the end of the 3-hour journey from Melbourne. I wind down my window and the fresh, cool, green smell fills the car. Mum yells, "I see ocean," as we round a corner and an expanse of blue fills the horizon. I feel the same thrill each time, a feeling of homecoming far from home. We camp in the same spot on 34th Avenue, a flat site with shade if we can get it. Wombats roam confidently around the campground, ignoring kids tearing around on bikes. One Easter, a particularly bold wombat chewed through our tent and devoured our stash of Easter eggs. First camp brekkie is always a jaffle. You can put anything in a jaffle and it's delicious. My favourite is leftover curry and cheese. If we need to replenish the food stores, there's always the prom shop. Good for essentials if you don't mind forking over $8 for an onion. Mum would send us for a loaf of bread and a bag of ice and would be pissed off when we'd return with $2 change from a 20. If you camp for longer than a week, you're sure to get every kind of weather. As kids, we were happy, rain, hail or shine. On summer days, we'd be in the water for hours, coming back to camp for dinner, tired and happy. In midwinter, you could find us in our wetsuits, jumping off the tidal river bridge. One year, my little sister insisted on joining the big kids, and I carried her all the way back to camp, blue-lipped and shaking. If the rain set in, we'd sit in sleeping bags, drinking hot chocolate and reading books all day. Years later, Mum confessed she hated those days, cooped up under the heavy tarp, negotiating the camp stove in the freezing cold. But all I remember was being together, in my favourite place in the world, content to wait out the rain. After decades of dreaming, Mum has finally made the move to prom country. The house looks out across shallow inlet towards the west coast of the prom. If we squint, we can just about spot 34th Avenue and smell a jaffle on the breeze. Right now I'm staring at the prom, bathed in dark cloud. A storm is rolling in and I'm thinking about the families on 34th Avenue, huddled around camp stoves, preparing for the downpour. It won't last long. The sun always returns in the end. Lots of love. Sunday.